We'll sit that Paramananda will be leading, and then we're going to be doing a sevenfold puja. So I'm just going to pass you over to Paramananda.
Hi, hello everybody. Okay, we'll go straight into a meditation. So just get yourself set up. Maybe take a couple of stronger breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth to start with. Might want to make a bit of a sound, whatever sound comes as you breathe out. Just putting a bit of weight on the out breath, so you're trying to push out all the air from your body. And just let your breath settle back to normal, whatever that is for you. Have a bit of a sense of our immediate surroundings, both the room that you're sitting in, in the world outside of the room. So just get a sense of where you are, sense of where you're sitting. And just becoming aware of the sensations of contact between you and whatever you're sitting on. As you breathe in and out, just noticing those sensations arising due to contact, physical contact with your body, with the body of the outside world there. You might like to imagine the ground going down beneath you deep, goes down thousands of miles beneath you, doesn't it? And also the ground spreading out into the city or the place that you're sitting in, into the country. So breathing out, we're just beginning to imagine relaxing the leg, allowing the pelvis to drop a little. Quite like to imagine it kind of dropping and opening like this. If you can breathe a bit of spaciousness into the hip joint. I'd like to imagine the knees tending away from the hips. So we're imagining a kind of lengthening in the thigh and the other muscles of the upper leg there. So lengthen and soften and relax. There's no need when we meditate to be holding in the leg. don't need any help from the leg, other than if you're sitting cross-legged, they provide a nice stable base. You're sitting on a chair, just try and let them if you are on a chair, the knees should be, if possible, slightly lower than the hip. Can be a bit of a problem if you're tall. And your feet may be flat on the floor. You're getting a nice sense of contact with the ground for your feet. Probably want to do it in socks or have your feet uncovered. Then above it, got the ceiling of the room, the rest of the building, and then up into the sky, imaginatively. So we use our imagination to imagine how things are, making up something. Something we're just bringing to mind. The fact that the sky is above our heads, the earth is below us. We're trying to imagine the posture being continuously made between these two complementary opposites of earth and sky. Of course, both imply one another. So releasing the crown of the head up towards the sky and releasing the pelvis down towards the earth. And let's have some sense of our spine rising up serpentine through our body. It connects the pelvis to the skull. You might be able to feel a little bit of movement in the spine, particularly the lower spine. The diaphragm is anchored to the spine at the back. So as we breathe, sort of the spine kind of gently wavers a bit like a reed underwater in a very slight current. So we're trying to get a kind of sense of aliveness into the spine. Remembering it's not just articulated bone, but soft tissue, fluid. Perhaps most of all, it's a kind of channel of electrical energy being the body electric as Walt Whitman said. See if you can allow your face to soften, particularly making sure you're not unnecessarily clenching the jaw. think when the face is really relaxed and jaws relaxed, there's this very slight movement in the jaw as you breathe. On the in breath, it just slightly unlocks a bit more. The out breath slightly closes, but don't worry about that. It's very delicate little movement. You might feel sometimes. Nose in line with the navel. Ears above the shoulders, shoulders above the hips. So we're going to do a very simple little meditation. Emphasizing the heart area. So let's begin by just bringing the awareness into the back of the body. So as you breathe in and out, just be aware of the various movement in the back of your body. Paused by the breathing. Probably feel some movement under the scapula, under the shoulder blade. I feel that the shoulder blade kind of gently move away from the spine. As you breathe in, and then slightly move back towards the spine as you breathe out. Have a sense of our back, the whole length of our back, breadth of our back. I want you to just bring your awareness to the skin on your back, which you imagine to be behind your heart, directly behind your heart, starting on the surface of the skin. There's probably not going to be a huge amount of feeling there because there's not that many nerve endings in the back. See if you can just kind of bring your attention to the part of the back directly behind the heart area. Don't worry about it being pressed or impressed. Wherever you imagine your heart is good enough. Doesn't have to be anatomically perfect. Don't worry. So just breathing, being aware of the back behind our heart. This is quite a nice sort of evocative idea. What's behind the heart? Let your face relax a bit more. Face and legs and hands. So what we're going to do, synchronize with our regular breathing. We're going to imagine a kind of energetic or secondary breath, which we're going to breathe in from behind the heart and breathe out through the front of the heart, through the front of the chest. And we're going to breathe in through the front and out through the back. In through the back and out through the front. In through the front and out through the back. So always breathing out and in on the same side. So we're imagining this secondary breath. Moving horizontally through the body at the level of the heart. And this is synchronized to our normal breathing.
Thank you.
just noticing what's happening, what it's doing or not doing. We've got the vertical axis, root to crown still. Tending to very gently lengthen, still releasing in the lower body. Releasing the head outwards. Imagine breath supported by your normal breath. Expecting the axis on a horizontal plane at the level of your heart. Some European esoteric traditions, and the centers of the body are imagined as roses rather than lotuses. So breathing through the rose center of the heart. It's just having a sense with other people you're sitting with in this virtual community. Imagine them breathing their heart. gently keep a posture that just gently relax any kind of effort that you're making. See what's left when you're not consciously trying to do anything at all. What are you left with? Just imagine the heart supported by what's beneath it. So the flesh of the belly, pelvis, earth. It's not kind of free-floating, but it's supported by what's under it. Also connected upward to the upper chest, throat, brow, crown, the heart. At the heart of you. Once again, just stop trying to do anything. We might want to take a minute just to have a little stretch. You sit up and have a quick stretch. Mm-hmm. I'll hand you over to Bode and Leela.
Thank you, Paramananda. So the second part of this session, we're going to do a sevenfold puja. And I know for a lot of people, this will be something you're familiar with, how often you've done a puja, maybe lots of times, maybe just few times, maybe for some of you it's completely new. But puja is basically a ritual, and it's a practice, just like meditation is a practice, just like mantra chanting is a practice, that really bears fruit if we do it again and again, actually. And it's a practice particularly that helps us in contacting, cultivating, developing faith, Shraddha, and faith in our own practice, faith in our own potential, connecting with our ideals and our aspirations. And it's seen as a preliminary practice, actually, for the arising of the bodhicitta. That's really key stage. On the bodhisattva path, you could see it as it's coming from, you know, the verses are taken from the Bodhicaryavatara, the way of the bodhisattva, or the path of the bodhisattva. In a way, us being aspiring Buddhas, aspiring bodhisattvas, and takes us on a bit of a journey, all the different verses. And it may be that it doesn't make sense, or it may be it feels clunky. I know when I first came across the Sevenfold Puja, first I reacted against it, and then I would come along and I wouldn't really be joining in, and I'd be sort of being critical and analysing all the words and thinking. But there's something about just surrendering, just letting go, just seeing what happens. And every time you do a puja, seeing where you are in relationship to it, or to the different stages of it, what it evokes, how present you are. And for me, it's very much a bit like being in a musical performance, actually, when you're sort of like really engaged, committed, and you're on this journey and you're doing it collectively with others. And again, each one is different. There's a whole flow to it. And we're working with our body, we're working with our hearts and our minds. It's engaging our psyches at lots of different levels. Sangha Achita said that the effort we put into our spiritual development, in fact, I'll quote him directly. Yeah, the effort we put into our spiritual development needs to be directed towards the growth of the whole psyche, not just a part of it. We need to unify our energies, and this means enlisting the cooperation of our unconscious energies, a means of myth and symbol, by the exercise of imagination and devotion. The rational approach will not do it on its own. So I think when we engage in ritual, when we engage in a puja, that's a real opportunity to explore that area and just see what happens. So I do invite you to join in and see what happens. So after the worship section, we're going to have a green Tara mantra, but a different green Tara mantra, led by Pranyanita. We will do the refuges and precepts in the original Pali. And we'll be doing the whole ritual in call and response. When we get to the Heart Sutra, I'm going to ask you just to listen, just to hear it, yeah, and see what effect it has. And again, Pranyanita is going to read us the Heart Sutra. And depending on time, I might lead the Padmasambhava mantra and the closing mantras at the end. So I'll be doing it in call and response with Paramananda. So if you stay muted, but you actually join in at home, and just because of how Zoom is, you know, everybody's speeds being different, it doesn't really work otherwise. But I think it can still be very powerful doing it in this way. I've joined in rituals and pujas other people have led and found them very strong. So let's hopefully it'll still work. So if you just want to settle, and again, being grounded in your body. Being open, receptive. Sevenfold Puja. Firstly, worship. With Mandarava, Blue Lotus, and Jasmine.
With Mandarava, Blue Lotus, and Jasmine.
With all flowers, pleasing and fragrant.
With all flowers, pleasing and fragrant.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
I pay honour to the princes of the sages.
I pay honour to the princes of the sages.
So worthy of veneration.
So worthy of veneration.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
Sweet and penetrating.
Sweet and penetrating.
I make them offerings of food. Hard and soft.
I make them offerings of food, hard and soft.
And pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
And pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels.
Festooned with golden lotus.
Festooned with golden lotus.
On the paving sprinkled with perfume.
On the paving sprinkled with perfume.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
Om Tare Tu Re Swaha. 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 Om tare tu 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 tare tu re swaha.
Salutation. As many atoms as there are, salutation. As many atoms as there are,
as many atoms as there are,
in the thousand million worlds,
in the thousand million worlds,
so many times I make reverent salutation,
so many times I make reverent salutation.
To all the Buddhas of the three eras.
To all the Buddhas of the three eras.
To the Siddharma.
To the Siddharma.
And to the excellent community.
And the excellent community.
I pay homage to all the shrines.
I pay homage to all the shrines.
And places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
And places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
Those to whom respectful salutation is due.
Going for refuge. This very day.
This very day.
I go for my refuge.
I go for my refuge.
To the powerful protectors.
To the powerful protectors.
Whose purpose is to guard the universe.
Whose purpose is to guard the universe.
The mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
The mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
Wholeheartedly also I take my refuge.
Wholeheartedly also I take my refuge.
In the Dharma they have ascertained.
In the Dharma they have ascertained.
Which is the abode of security.
Which is the abode of security.
Against the rounds of rebirth.
Against the rounds of rebirth.
Likewise in the host of bodhisattvas.
Likewise in the host of bodhisattvas.
I take my refuge.
I take my refuge.
Namo Tassa.
Namo Tassa.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Namo Tassa.
Namo Tassa.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Namo Tassa.
Namo Tassa.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dityampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dityampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dityampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dityampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dityampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Yatyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Anātipatthā.
Anātipatthā.
Veeramani.
Veeramani.
Sikkhāpadaṃ.
Sikkhāpadaṃ.
Samādhiyāmi.
Samādhiyāmi.
Adinadana.
Adinadana.
Verimini.
Verimini.
Tikapadang.
Tikapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Kamesu.
Kamesu.
Nichachara.
Nichachara.
Verimini.
Verimini.
Tikapadang.
Tikapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Musavada.
Musavada.
Verimini.
Verimini.
Tikapadang.
Tikapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Suramariya.
Suramariya.
Madhya.
Madhya.
Amadatana.
Amadatana.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Tikapadang.
Tikapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Sadhu.
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 With deeds of loving kindness.
With deeds of loving kindness.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With open-handed generosity.
With open-handed generosity.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With stillness.
With stillness.
Simplicity.
Simplicity.
And contentment.
And contentment.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With truthful communication.
With truthful communication.
I purify my speech.
I purify my speech.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
I purify my mind.
I purify my mind.
Confession of faults. The evil that I have heaped up.
The evil which I have heaped up.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
Standing before them.
Standing before them.
With hands raised in reverence.
With hands raised in reverence.
And terrified of suffering.
And terrified of suffering.
I pay salutations again and again.
I pay salutations again and again.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
Just as it is with its many faults.
Just as it is with its many faults.
What is not good, O protectors?
What is not good, O protectors?
I shall not do again.
I shall not do again.
Rejoicing in merit. I rejoice with delight.
I rejoice with delight.
In the good done by all beings.
In the good done by all beings.
Through which they obtain rest.
Through which they obtain rest.
With the end of suffering.
With the end of suffering.
May those who have suffered be happy.
May those who have suffered be happy.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
And the Buddha.
And the Buddha.
Who are protectors.
Who are protectors.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
And the teaching.
And the teaching.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
Those oceans which bring happiness to all beings.
And are the abode of welfare. Of all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
Entreaty and supplication. Saluting them with folded hands.
Saluting them with folded hands.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
With hands folded in reverence.
With hands folded in reverence.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
May they remain here for endless ages.
May they remain here for endless ages.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
The Heart Sutra. The Bodhisattva of compassion, when he meditated deeply, saw the emptiness of all five skandhas and sundered the bonds that caused him suffering. Here then, form is no other than emptiness. Emptiness no other than form. Form is only emptiness. Emptiness only form. Feeling, thought and choice. Consciousness itself are the same as this. All things are by nature void. They are not born or destroyed, nor are they stained or pure, nor do they wax or wane. So, in emptiness, no form, no feeling, thought or choice, nor is there consciousness. No eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. O colour, sound, smell, taste, touch, or what the mind takes hold of. Not even act of sensing, no ignorance or end of it, nor all that comes of ignorance, no withering, no death, no end of them. Nor is there pain or cause of pain, or ceasing pain, or noble path to lead from pain, not even wisdom to attain. Attainment too is emptiness. So know that the Bodhisattva, holding to nothing whatever, but dwelling in prajna wisdom, is freed of delusive hindrance, rid of the fear bred by it, and reaches clearest nirvana. O Buddhas of past and present, Buddhas of future time, using this prajna wisdom, come to full and perfect vision. Hear then the great Dharani, the radiant peerless mantra, the prajna paramita, whose words allay all pain. Hear and believe its truth. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha.
Transference of merit and self-surrender. May the merit gain.
May the merit gain.
In my acting thus.
In my acting thus.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Are serviceable in many ways.
Are serviceable in many ways.
To the infinite number of beings.
To the infinite number of beings.
Inhabiting limitless space.
Inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become.
So may I become
that which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained to peace.
So long as all have not attained to peace.
Om Om Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Om Om Aum Vajraguru Padma Siddhi Hum. 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 Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Arapajanadhi.
Om Arapajanadhi.
Om Arapajanadhi.
Om Arapajanadhi.
Om Arapajanadhi.
Om Arapajanadhi.
Om Vajrapani Hum.
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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha.
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 Om Amideva Vrihi.
Om Amideva Vrihi.
Om Amideva Hri.
Om Amideva Hri.
Om Amideva Hri.
Om Amideva Hri.
Om Muni Muni Maha Muni. Shakyamuni Swaha.
Om Mani Mani Mahamani Shakyamuni Swaha.
Vakyamuni Swaha.
Om Mani Mani Mahamani Shakyamuni Swaha.
Om Mani Mani Mahamani Shakyamuni Swaha.
Om Mani Mani Mahamani Shakyamuni Swaha.
Om Mahum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum.
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 Gate gate para gate para sangate buddhi swaha.
Gate gate para gate para sangate buddhi swaha.
Gate gate para gate. 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 Para sangate buddhi swaha.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
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 Okay, so that brings this afternoon to a close. So we'll be back meditating at 8 tomorrow, and then at 10:30, Command will be leading the session, giving talk, leading some practice. And at 4 o'clock, we will have the groups again, and meditation, Q&A. But I just invite you to see if you can keep this as a quiet evening. Spending with your experience. And see you tomorrow.